You now have a bundle of ear and verbs under your belt, and there are plenty more in the user manual for you to pick up and use. Before we move on, though, let me just highlight the three bad guys you won't be able to work out. They are verlieren, to lose, spazieren gehen, to go for a walk, and passieren, to happen. For passieren, if you think of to happen as to come to pass, then passieren should stick in your memory quite easily. Let's start with verlieren, to lose. Although it ends in ieren, it bears no resemblance to the English word lose. And what's more, when you dive into the past, you come up with verloren. So, imagine I've lost my train ticket. Knowing it's the equivalent of a travel card, let's see if you can work out the word for ticket. To drive or to travel is
fahren.
Ja, fahren. Now, bearing in mind the German T sound softened to a D, guess card.
Karte.
Gut, Karte. And dropping the EN ending of fahren, how would you say travel card or ticket?
Fahrkarte.
Genau, exactly. Fahrkarte. As it's a D word, my ticket becomes
meine Fahrkarte.
Richtig, meine Fahrkarte. So, I've lost my ticket.
Ich habe meine Fahrkarte verloren.
Gut, ich habe meine Fahrkarte verloren. Let's now build on. Oh, how terrible, I've lost my ticket. As you can imagine, there are lots of ways of saying terrible in most languages, and German is no exception. Let's use schrecklich, as I'm pretty sure the word Schreck will ring bells with you. Einen Schreck bekommen means to get, to have a fright. Schreck, fright, lich, full. So, wie schrecklich becomes how frightful, how terrible. So, once again, how would you now say, oh, how terrible, I've lost my ticket.
Ach, wie schrecklich, ich habe meine Fahrkarte verloren.
Ach, wie schrecklich, ich habe meine Fahrkarte verloren. Wie ärgerlich, wie dumm. How annoying, how stupid. The second bad guy is spazieren gehen. Again, you couldn't have guessed to walk, spazieren. And you need to dive from the sein board into the past, as it's a verb of coming and going. Having dived, you do come up with spaziert, as expected. But what happens when two verbs are involved? To go for a walk is spazieren gehen. Kein Problem. Dive into the past with gehen and leave spazieren alone. First, though, how do you say I went? To go is, of course, a coming and going verb, so use the sein board, and the diving form is gegangen. So, I went is?
Ich bin gegangen.
Gut, ich bin gegangen. Okay, and now, I went for a walk?
Ich bin spazieren gegangen.
Ja, ich bin spazieren gegangen. You can say, ich bin dorthin spaziert. I walked there. This confirms that you walked there as opposed to drove, ran or cycled there. But spazieren gehen means to go for a walk. Our third and last bad guy is passieren, to happen, to come to pass. When something goes wrong, you will immediately hear, what's the matter? Was ist los? Probably followed by, what happened? Here, use passieren. Like spazieren, you dive from the sein board into the past. So how would you say, what happened?
Was ist passiert?
Richtig. Was ist passiert? And finally, how would you say, nothing has happened. Everything is in order.
Nichts ist passiert. Alles ist in Ordnung.
Super. Nichts ist passiert. Alles ist in Ordnung. Good. In that case, we'll leave those ihren verbs and go on to the next ending. Just before we move on, though, let me stress that you can't expect to be able to attach -ieren to every French-sounding verb in this way. But that's enough of verbs for now. Let's look at a set of nouns that you can work out straight from the English.